I looked out the window and wondered if he was staring at anything in particular. The chief pressed his toes against the floor and spun back to the table. And I know that having a bunch of vigilantes run amuck in my town is not the way to keep the peace. I've got a mess on my hands. He pointed toward Singer. You're the sniper, right? And aren't you the choir director at the Baptist church? Singer turned his face to me, and the chief said, Hey, look at me. Don't look at him. Singer didn't flinch. He kept his eyes solidly on me, and I nodded as if signing his permission slip. He turned back to the chief. We're all snipers, but I'm the one Chase called today. And yeah, I lead the singing at church. You should come join us. The chief looked around the room. So, you're all snipers, huh? We've all had the training, I said, but none of us are as good as Singer. I see, the chief said. Well, Mr. Singer, what's your first name?
Jimmy.
The chief wrote on his pad and turned to the giant.
How about you? What's your name?
Mongo followed Singer's example and turned to me. The chief slapped the table.
I'll say this. Your men are either the most loyal I've ever seen, or you've got the hell scared out of them.
I smiled.
My men aren't afraid of anything, especially not me. It's just that we've all been trained to resist interrogation, and this feels a lot like interrogation to us.
He leaned forward in his chair and rested his elbows on the table.
Take a look at my situation here, Mr. Fulton. I've got 2-shot cops, 3-shot civilians, and blood in my streets and on my rooftops, all on the most important day of the year for this town. On top of all that, I've got you 3 smartasses in here playing hide-and-seek with the truth. If my hunch is right, and it usually is, we're on the same side. But if I'm wrong, and that's rare, you're part of the bullshit that went on out there today, and it's my job to lock you up.